Dead letters. Once the Word made flesh, these books are now flesh only, letters grown invisible. Still, to me, they offer memory and touch. Homer, with his nubbly cover, the raggedly cut pages, unsettling as a deformity. Chaucer's thick brick, stained with the memory of late-night coffee and the voluptuous expanse of those long endnotes. The kind of goodbye I have in mind is going to take more space than we have here. Today's poets are harder to distinguish, thin and shiny and angular as supermodels. I press a sharp corner into my fingertip until the pain suffices. I do not think that they will sing to me. But these are puppets, not corpses, awaiting reanimation by a human voice, the breath that came before the stylus. Blind, I begin by calling out, like the blind Homer, "Sing, goddess."